I'm Judy, and my hair is up. One reviewer.
I'm Betty, and my hair is down.
Two reviewers.
I'm Alvin, and my hair is red.
Three reviewers.
I'm Adolf, and my hair is brown.
Four reviewers.
I'm John, and that is all there is.
Five reviewers. That's all. There are five of us. We are the reviewers. There are five reviewers. Quick, right, jump.
Yes, here are the reviewers, five clever kids who write their own material, original lyrics, original music. Tonight, with the assistance of Paul LaValle and his orchestra and their guest songsters, Gwen Williams and Kenny Gardner, they will devote their satirical talents to the world of music.
Back in ancient times, they had no music at all. The hit parade was headed by a loud honk call. And then somebody listened to a dinosaur's wail. And that was the beginning of the musical tale. A little later, Orpheus was on the beach. He ripped upon the turtle shell and let out a screech. The turtle used that shell as his winter suit. But Orpheus tuned it up and invented the lute. Oh, that turtle! That turtle, turtle!
All of the music we love so well was born from that one turtle shell.
Oh, that turtle! That turtle, turtle!
Was the father of Nero's fiddle that kept Rome sizzling on the griddle?
It helped the pie pipelator to become a rat exterminator.
It bothered music hot and sweet.
From Bach to Brahms.
Oh, I don't like music.
Oh, Al, that's sacrilege.
Music is the language of the gods.
Music soothes the savage breast.
Music is the food of love.
Well, it may feed Cupid, but make mine a hamburger with onions.
Oh, how unromantic.
I agree, Judy. What a way to speak of love. At least you might have left out the onions.
Yes, Betty. If you don't like music, Al, why, then you just don't like music. But you must like the music of love. How about a love song? A hearty, adventurous, robustious love song.
The one girl that I love is waiting there in Dublin, in Hong Kong, or Peru, or Shanghai, or in Brooklyn, in Sydney, or Vancouver, or even out in Siam. She's waiting in Brazil, or Yonkers, or Richmond Hill, or almost any place except where I am.
Oh, that's so sad, John. I hope you find her.
If I ever found her, I wouldn't have anything to sing about.
I hope you find her.
Oh, you didn't like the song, Al.
It's music, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, I didn't like it.
Oh, well, maybe you'll like my kind of love song. I've written one to the man I love. It's got passion and fire.
Oh, how I love you and how you love me. Ain't love, we're just like the lovers in old history. Grand. Like Romeo and Juliet and Tristan and Isolde and Peleus and Melisande and Romulus and Remus and Horn and Hardart and Amos and Andy and Simon and Schuster and Orson and Wells.
Judy!
You left out those two great lovers, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, well, if I put them in the song, will you like it then?
Nothing can save it.
Oh, I think I know what Al might like.
Oh, Betty, what have you been doing all this time?
Oh, I've been composing a little ditty of my own. It's a love song, if you will. Spontaneous, frivolous, gay. I love him. He loves me.
But he's very shy. When I hold his hand, his face just turns an ugly black. He screams and runs away.
Silly boy, he loves to play. He's really mad about me.
that should be All right for you, Al, if you're interested in unrequited love.
What? Unrequited love? What are you talking about? That was a song of gay flirtation, of mutual ardor, of passion.
I still don't like it.
Well, Al, you've made yourself quite clear. You don't like love songs, period. There must be a reason. Why?
Ah, they beat around the bush too much. You should be direct, straightforward, no trimming. Tell her off, like this. I love you. You want to make something out of it? You're not the only girl in the world. I just don't know any others. Yeah, my senses are reeling. End of reel, too. So there's a moon. What do you want, a chocolate eclipse? Prune? Okay. Boo-boo-boo. Boo-boo-boo. You satisfied? I love you. Sue me.
Oh, Al. Gee, Al, I'm so ashamed of you. Where's the poetry in your soul? What a song to sing to a pretty girl on a spring night with a full moon. Man, don't you know it's love that makes the world go round? It's glorious. Vive l'amour. L'amour toujours. You're the babe I'm dreaming of. Eyes of blue, teeth are two. Don't know why I love you, but I do. Oh, honey, I love you best. That feather and nest, I love every bone in your head. Though you're only 88, baby, gosh, I think you're great. Oh, l'amour toujours, l'amour. Oh, lovey-dovey. Oh, l'amour, l'amour toujours.
Well, I know one thing. Those love songs may express our characters, but they'll never make the hit parade.
Well, maybe if Kenny Gardner sang them, they would.
Oh, no, thank you, Ravioli. But here I do have a song, though, that I think kind of could be on it.
Oh, what is it, Kenny?
It's called The Devil May Care.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our guest singer, Kenny Gardner, will sing Devil May Care.
Here goes, it looks like I'm falling, so call me Devil May Care. I know that this shouldn't be, but you know me, pal. I'll take a dare. Who knows, but this time I may be lucky. This one may be on the square. Here goes, it's an adventure. So call me Devil May Care. Who knows, but this time I may be lucky. This one may be on the square. So here goes. It's an adventure, so call me Devil May Care.
Thank you, Kenny. Gee, I wonder how a popular song becomes popular anyway.
Well, it's plugged.
You mean they shoot holes to it?
No. No, Judy. When a song is written, a strange race of people known as song pluggers go around trying to interest other people in singing and playing it.
Well, why do they have to plug it?
So the people can always go around with a song on their lips.
I'd rather have a mustache.
Plugging is a great art. You see, you have to let the public think they're discovering a song. A person discovers it in the air, another discovers it in the nightclub. And it's a hit. And when 10 million people have discovered it, it's a hit of last month.
Oh, I just discovered the most wonderful song. If they ever start plugging it, it'll be a sensation. Listen to this. Oh, you press the middle valve down, and the music goes round and round.
Judy, you're not a discoverer. You're an archaeologist.
You know, I've heard that on a Mecca record. It was sung by that trio of girl singers. You know that trio, the Banshee Sisters.
Yeah, and two of the sisters, Pity and LaRue, are going to have an awful time of it because the third sister has left the trio to get married.
To get married? Well, what are the two leftovers going to do?
Once there were three of us, now there are two. A leg, then a leg, one ever became a sister too. We were a harmony, sister and three little girls, whenever we sang, the house was packed. So we were the Banshee Sisters.
Dare to call that music. Huh. Give me a 9-hour opera, and I'm happy.
Oh, opera's too complicated.
If it's so complicated, why don't they do something about it?
Mr. Director, as head of the finance committee of the Bellows Opera Company, I'm here to formally announce to you a deficit of $800 million. This compares somewhat unfavorably to last year's deficit of $799 million.
But we had a great season, and art reached a new high.
Art? From now on, opera has got to pay or else. The opera committee's been working on some suggestions to put the opera back on its feet. People want opera, but it's got to be pepped up.
But, gentlemen, is this art?
Yes, we've got the great soprano who warbles through her nose. She makes Tristan and Isolde sound like old man Moe's butter.
But, gentlemen, I asked you, is this art?
Yes, our brand new Mephistopheles is really on the level. He wears his costume all the time. He really is the devil. Faust.
But gentlemen, consider it as an art.
Yes, a new conductor who conducts with a garden hose. He sprays it at the singers, shrieking, there he blows, Moby Dick.
But gentlemen, I implore you, is it art?
Yes, Poncella's voice is like a bell, so the critic said. Let's save some dough and fire her and use a bell instead. Ring!
But gentlemen, for the last time, is it art?
Yes, the ride of the Valkyrie needs excitement and we'll risk it. We'll set up Harry Mutual, Brunhilde, Rice, the biscuit.
Who are you? Who?
They're off!
And now Gwen Williams, our beautiful blonde singer, will sing for you Rain Tomorrow.
Oh, just a moment, Don. I'd like to add to that announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, occasionally the reviewers turn their talents to popular songs. And I'm very happy indeed to sing for the first time on the air, Rain Tomorrow.
The same old phrase. There's no sunlight for the lonely. There is only misty days. How can I want the beating of my heart? The day is bleak and gray, and I can't seem to find relief from rain. Partly cloudy, tired old refrain. I can't seem to stop repeating that defeating song of pain.
Singing I heard.
That was Gwen Williams.
She has a fine voice, and I know a fine voice when I hear one. I'm a singing teacher, Papa Rubato.
Oh, we've heard of you. You're the teacher of all those great concert artists.
Yes, I have taught many great singers.
Oh, Mr. Rubato, would you like to hear me sing?
No, my child. You have a light, female voice. You see, I only train baritones.
Well, you needn't be despondent about it. We like baritones.
You do? Oh, good. Well, then perhaps you would like to know about my most famous pupil, Larynx Tonsil.
Who is he?
Oh, he was a man who fought for his ideals. His story is a tragic one. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Good. Our story opens. One night, many years ago, I was passing through the little town of Epiglottis, Idaho. In this neck of the woods, it so happened that a little concert was being given in the local town hall by a precocious baritone of 13, known as Larynx Tonsil. The concert was almost over, but I had time to catch the last few numbers. They were politely received by friends and relatives, but when he got to his last encore...
Mammy's a little a baby loves a shortening. A mammy's a little a baby loves a shortening. Bread!
He brought down the house singing shortening bread. Fortunately, no one was hurt. I decided then and there that a voice so rare deserved the best training in the world, so I offered to train him. The 13-year-old lad received me warmly.
Ah, Papa Rubato, me study with you. Oh, I'm touched, touched. In fact, I am deeply bruised. I will sink myself in my studies of the classics.
Yes, my son, you will learn all the great music there is to learn, but never forget that the well-balanced program requires something a little lighter, too. Something on the Jersey side.
That is below me.
Now, now, Larry, you must work, work, work. Study, study, study.
I will, I will, I will.
He did. He learned...
87 tragic operas, 87.
99 oratorios, 99.
2,000 assorted leader, 2,000.
One Bach Mass in B minor, one. At last, after 10 years of study, he was ready for his debut at Carnegie Hall. It was a gala occasion. All the critics were there. I grew sadder and sadder as the audience politely yawned through each operatic aria. But at the end, for some reason, there was a shout of...
Encore! Encore! Oh, what shall I sing, Papa Rubato?
Well, you've sung everything that was ever written, but remember what I said to you a long time ago? Now is the time to sing something lighter in character. Something on the Jersey side. Sing Shortening Bridge.
No, it is against my principles, but I shall do as you say. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall now sing something on the shady side.
The Jersey side.
Shortening Bread. Oh, put on the skillet, put on the lead. Mummy's going to bake a little shortening bread. And that ain't all she's going to do. Mummy's going to make a little coffee, too. For Mummy's little baby loves the shortening, shortening. Mummy's little baby loves the shortening bread. Well, Mammy's little baby love, shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby love, shortening.
Mr. Upsom Downs of the New York Dimes said,
Mr. Townsend was not at home in the classic, but the pristine beauty of his baritone was best exhibited in his rendition of Shortened Bread.
Mr. Dotsenoff of the New York Post said,
although Mr. Townsend was from hunger in the Rococo flamboyant... In the rococo flamboyance of the classical repertoire, he made baritone history in Shortening Bread.
The Morning Telegraph said...
Shortening Bread is sure to place in the third.
And so Larry went on a triumphal tour. Boston Symphony Hall.
For my final number, I shall sing...
Shortening Bread!
Oh, very well. Shortening Bread it is.
Hollywood Bowl.
For my next number...
Shortening Bread!
Oh, very well, Shortening Bread.
Philadelphia Music Hall.
For my first of I know, Shortening Bread.
Shortening Bread, Shortening Bread, Shortening Bread, Shortening Bread.
Oh, Papa Rubato, I'm so miserable. I studied for 20 years. I studied the classics so that I could give great music to the world. And now the only thing I sing is... Oh, you know what? I'm asked to sing it everywhere I go. At concerts, on the radio, at private parties, in the bathtub. What shall I do?
Why don't you lock the door?
No, I don't mean that.
Oh, my son, why fight fate? You've made your fame with Shortening Bread, and that you'll sing till you die.
No, I won't. I'll prove to the world that I can sing the classics. I'll do anything to prove it.
He formed a plan. He rented the Yankee Stadium. He papered the house with 80,000 people, and he swore that he would sing exactly what he wanted to sing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, now at long last, I will sing for you something that I've been waiting for years to sing again. The Largo al Factotum from the Barber of Seville by Giacomo Rossini.
Mere slip of the lip, boys, nothing at all. No, everybody was having a first shot. Oh, shortening bread, shortening bread, shortening bread. Oh, what's happening to me. I can't understand. Porta-tati, paramatur, taratamarero. Porta-tati, paramatur, taratamarero. Shortening bread, shortening bread. Bigger bread. It's shortening roll.
I'm going to be shortening bread. Shortening bread in the floor. Shortening bread in the ceiling. Shortening bread everywhere I go. Set me up by an ice cream. Shortening bread.
And so they led him away, poor fellow. And now he's a singing waiter in Weehawken. That's on the Jersey side.
Sierra Sue, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and ribs are lonely too. Sierra Sue, I want you only, no one but you. Sierra Sue, the roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle dove no longer coos. Oh, can't you hear my sad heart calling, calling for you, Sierra Sue?
Thank you, Kenny.
Sierra Sue.
Is that you, Al?
Sure.
You mean you've actually found something in music you do like?
Yep, you've won me over at last. I finally like music.
Oh, boy.
My favorite number is Hedy Lamarr.
Music.
Benny Goodman, shake hands with Brahms.
Schoner and Son, shake hands with Harms.
Bach with Abe Lyman, Paul of Al with Grieg.
We're forming a cosmic musician league.
If a turtle shell can make a lute,
and a piece of reed can make a flute,
then it must follow as the night's the day, that music is definitely yeah.
As seen through the satirical eyes of the reviewers, five clever kids who write their own lyrics, their own music. They were assisted tonight by Paul LaValle and his orchestra and the guest songsters Gwen Williams and Kenny Gardner. The reviewers, give us two.